I'm Taylor Gant with GPB News. The city of Atlanta is recovering slowly from last week's cyber attack. Some online customer services are up and running again, and Atlanta police officers are filing reports electronically. GPB's Emily Cureton has an update.
The ransomware did not affect the city's emergency 911 system, but a spokesman for the police department says it still isn't using certain investigative databases, although they aren't thought to be corrupted. The return of Atlanta's 311 system means residents can order services like trash pickup or report potholes online again. But the water department still can't accept payments in any form, and the municipal court has been pushing off its caseload for a week. Atlanta became a cautionary tale on government cybersecurity after ransomware exploited weaknesses in its network. No word from the mayor's office on when and how the situation will be fully resolved. For GPB News, I'm Emily Cureton in Atlanta.
A spokesperson says the city will not be commenting further on the cyber attack upon advice of security experts and federal partners. Visit gpbnews.org for more reporting. The Georgia legislative session has come to a close with the fate of several high-profile bills decided late last night. Some of the notable measures that pass include a proposal to return to paper ballots to help verify election results, also a bill that would pave the way for a dramatic expansion of mass transit in Metro Atlanta, and a proposal that would prevent drivers from holding their cell phones while behind the wheel. Meanwhile, several other bills failed to pass, including a proposal that would have replaced the state's electronic voting machines before the 2020 presidential election, and a bill that would have given sex abuse survivors more time to sue. All bills that passed the General Assembly last night now head to Governor Deal's desk. Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson will be an important player in confirming the new Secretary of Veteran Affairs. He was a supporter of former Secretary David Shulkin, who was fired this week via tweet. Isaacson is head of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs. He told the committee in January it is important for the VA to be fixed.
I've told the Secretary that we want to really take the legislation that we passed last year on accountability, on appeals, all the things that we passed, to give them the tools to address the significant problems confronting the veterans of America.
President Trump will nominate longtime White House physician Ronnie Jackson as Shulkin's replacement. In sports, the Atlanta Braves are starting the baseball season with a win, defeating the Phillies 8-5 yesterday at SunTrust Park. The teams were tied in the final inning when Nick Markakis hit a three-run home run to win the game for Atlanta. The two teams will square off again tonight at 7:30. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.